since I am in a public place, and most of us are working in public places, and you cannot wash your feet when you are in a public place, you cannot take your foot and then put it on the place of sink. Publicly in America, they say what dirty you are. Islam has given us the permission to wipe on our socks on one condition, that when you made the wudu first in the morning, you wear your socks, and then you broke your wudu in the public places, go and replace the wudu with another wudu. When you come to your feet, you take off your shoes, but you wipe on your socks, wiping. And this replaces the ghusl of your feet. Instead of washing your feet, you are wiping on these socks. And others say, can I wipe on the shoes? I said yes and no. Depends. Are you going to pray with your shoes? No. You can. Why not? Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, almost all his life, he prayed with his shoes on. And since he told his sahaba, his companion, pray the way you see me praying. One day, he was praying, he took off his shoes, and everybody took shoes off. When he finished, he said, what did you do? Why you have taken your shoes? Ya Rasulallah, you told us to pray the way you pray. And when we saw you taking off your shoes, we took off our shoes. He said, no, Jibril came at this moment and told me that my shoes are not clean. So take them off. So I took them. So you have to pray with your shoes. But he never prayed on carpet. And since here we pray on carpets, so we have to take off our shoes and pray. And therefore, when you are going to wipe on your shoes, can you go to the masjid with your shoes and pray with your shoes inside the masjid? No. And therefore, it's better to wipe on your socks and then put on your shoes, and then you go and pray. And I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that each and every one of us should do the best in taking care of the wudu with the rules and regulation, with the systematic approach. And Allahumma ja'alni min al-tawwabin waj'alni min al-mutatahirin. So that's the dua also when you finish wudu, if you wish to say it. Ya Allah, please make me among those who are clean, who are pure, and among the believers. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward each and everyone who is making wudu and to get the benefit of what I have mentioned from the hadith of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam.